Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Chetan, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, Chetan from the Himalayas here. I recently came across this crazy girl from the Czech Republic. She was traveling across India with an Indian Tyrone, let's call him Pajit. She was all flirty with me and asked me where I was from. I told her I was from up north and she mistook me for a Kashmiri Muslim and started praising them. I had to correct her and told her that she was gravely mistaken to hold followers of Muhammad in such high regard. That triggered her and she started calling me a racist bigot, etc. It stupefies me to see white women defending slash dating the same guys that are strapping devices that go poof to their chests, and struggle snuggling them and grooming children in the West into drugs and prostitution. The West is going to become a mixed-breed Korean slave population. The end of Christianity has created an identity crisis in the West, and mass migration is the final nail in the coffin. There is no longer a concept of state or tribe left in the West. While the West falls now, the East will too eventually fall, when we all end up living in a corporate matrix of mixed-breed mutants fighting for or against Islam, etc. LOL. Well, Chetan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Saying things like this is racist, don't you know? I was recently called racist for saying that they were violent migrants in Sweden and Valbo. Obviously not all of them, but parts of Sweden have certainly turned into no-go zones. It's always some loser that no one listens to that tries to shame me for something I say that's true. If you point out the reality that certain individuals in certain countries put boomsticks on their chests and go after Indians, you're a racist. People, especially women, are allergic to reality. So why do white women defend Muslim men so much and want to be with them in some cases? It has to do with masculinity, don't you know? Many men in the Western world are now low in testosterone and weak, and women in the West are still instinctively seeking out a man that can protect them. We all know that women are not loyal to their tribe. Even some of the smartest women I know, like my professor cousin, is dating a man from Turkey, while she's Eastern Orthodox. Her father would lose his mind if he ever found out. So why does she do it? She even has masculine men around her and she's still going outside her culture. The Czech women you mentioned, Chetan, the men in the Czech Republic are still way more masculine and slimmer than the men in North America. Yet she's still banging outside her background. Again, why do it? I think also part of it has to do with the differences between a wild man and a domesticated one when it comes to man's mentality. Living in a stable soy society long enough tends to make men boring in the eyes of women. They want drama and excitement, and men that want peace and stability are not all that exciting. It reminds me of a story years ago where I actually cleaned up one of my girlfriend's bedrooms because it looked like a bomb went off and I asked her what she thought about it. She said that it now looks too boring. Order for many women is boring, so it's not surprising that they want to play the role of the Joker in our civilization and bring chaos to it by inviting in all the migrants, importing men that will fight with the local men like gladiators. For a chance to breed with them is entertaining, don't you know, and makes them wet. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, T-Fits. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage and protects you from many of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Tom Fitz also has another book called The Police Are Not Your Friends, especially if you're thinking of eating their hairy donut holes. Both books are available at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to feminists putting on burkas in the name of female empowerment, Clown World Show. I think that part of the push to get Caucasian women to date Muslim men is all about destroying the last few masculine groups of men out there to boot. That the Western Trojan whore is being used to corrupt Muslims as well. Masculinity is seen as archaic and useless in this world, and it's like we're living in a world of Demolition Man, where most Western men are pansies singing jingles and wearing dresses. Funny enough, the demasculated men in that film were way more masculine than the men around us today. Just as Western women will go after foreign masculine men, white men love Eastern women because of their greater femininity, regardless of if they're Latin, Southeast Asian, etc. Chetan, you're describing yet another situation with a Western woman being with a brown man. Some people were complaining to me in the last video I made for you that white women weren't interested in Indian guys, but they need to open their eyes because it's everywhere in the last year or two, especially here in Canada. They aren't just going for masculine Muslims, but also masculine Hindus. As for India, your country has its struggle with the Muslim people from Pakistan and the contested area of Kashmir. She doesn't understand this in your fight for survival. She doesn't understand that the hatred is so great that nuclear war is possible. She's made up her mind that you're a bigot because the social media has told her. If her man was there with her when she got confrontational, maybe she was actually putting on a show for him, with regards to basically being a female chameleon and proving to him that she was loyal to Islam. To prove to him that she now has loyalty for his tribe, even after she clearly proved that she doesn't have any for hers. He'll probably fall for it too. Like those simps that end up with a woman that leaves another man for them. But they never believe that she'll actually one day leave them for some reason as well. They think to themselves, she's loyal to me, and would never cheat. They suspend their disbelief and go about their day. Then one day when she ultimately ends up cheating, they're in shock and can't believe it happened to them. Let's say Europe becomes 50% Muslim one day, and there's a sort of civil war and countries start breaking apart. That'll force the Caucasian males to step up their masculine game for survival. Then the Caucasian women will suddenly take their side again, because I think that most people in history forget that when people from European backgrounds go to war, they get super organized and efficient at killing and conquering. Suddenly European women will prefer European men once more, and they'll see them as stronger, dominant, and more masculine. Then they'll reject Muslim men and want to leave them. When it comes to warfare or whorefare, women are like Italy. They always switch to the winning side. It's in their nature to do so, just like the Italians. Other countries that do things like that are Ukraine and Croatia. They do it for survival, but it also shows a lack of moral conviction. It's nothing personal. They just position themselves for the best possible outcome. It's nothing personal, just booty business, it seems. Again, they see those increasingly skinny, simpish men of European descent and then look over at Raj the Rhino, because his body is built like one and they choose the Muslim, or even the Indian guys as you pointed out in your last video request. I honestly don't think most of them care if a guy is a Muslim or Hindu. I think the most important thing is that the men they bring to their Western countries have masculinity and provide more options for them. They will adopt the ways of such men if they're the more dominant ones. I don't really know what else I can say at this point, so I want to talk about a few different things that have been on my mind recently. A few of you sent me a message recently saying that it looks like Leonardo DiCaprio dumped his latest model girlfriend at the age of 25, and he'll probably get a newer model, no pun intended. He recently turned 47, so I'm sure there'll be the usual article shaming his age and shaming him to settle down, so he doesn't have to die alone one day. We all know the truth. He's not allowing any women to get their hands on his hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're all bitter about it. That amount of Titanic money needs to fit between some woman's tits, it seems. They see it as belonging to them. But he's probably just using it as hot twat bait, and it works between his status as a celebrity and his willingness to spend on the women that he's with. The guy is a serial monogamist. He gets into a situation where he can love someone for 2 or 3 years, shows them a good time, and then dumps them when he's done with them. He leaves them at the age of 25 as alpha widows, to go out and find the beta buck simp of their dreams. These women probably know what they're getting themselves into and probably figure it'll be a great opportunity to meet other famous men while sleeping with him, and expanding their social circle so that when he eventually dumps them, they can jerk someone off to social and financial success by marrying them. DiCaprio does away with them when they get too old and post-wall, and passes down the problem down to somebody else. The last thing I want to talk about is the idea of MGTOW being both cash and time rich, while a married man is neither time nor money rich. His wife and family spend the money, and he's forced to continue working, thus he doesn't have any time for himself. Even if a man going his own way doesn't get cash rich, he's still time rich, which is still better than having neither time nor money. The man that's married doesn't have the time to reflect and mature into a man. He has the mentality of a man-child in arrested development. That's why I always say that women want a man that's smart enough to be useful, but dumb enough to be used. A married man is usually just that. The two men's paths diverge. One is a workhorse and the other is free to roam the country like a Mustang in the Wild West. Of course, as we continue to improve ourselves, we do it to attract a mate. But if we harness that energy, there's almost nothing we can't accomplish with it. I'll probably make a video out of this topic because I think it's a great one. Women not only loot your wallet, but they also loot your time bank, and prevent you from becoming the man that you want to be. It could also be that women like Muslim men because they aren't like Western men, living to work instead of working to live. Maybe Western women see Muslim men as being more free, so they see them in need of female domestication. Anyone that tells you they have this complete picture is probably lying to you. It's a number of factors. More masculinity, hedging their bets when it comes to the types of men that are going to win out in the cultural war, the Muslims, or what's left the Christian men. There's also probably another half dozen reasons that I missed out on. If you have any others, I'd love to hear them in the comments section below. And speaking of comment sections on YouTube, the third video I had YouTube automatically hold every single comment on was about Olivia Wilde taking away Jason Sudeikis' kids. It's a new strategy of censoring the comment section, and it doesn't matter if I say allow all comments. All the comments are going to be censored until I manually approve them. I think this pretty much means they're slowly moving in the direction of closing comment sections down completely, which will drive people away from the platform entirely. They eliminated the dislike button as well as the ability for me to hide my subscriber numbers. And now they're forcing me to approve every single comment under specific videos. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chetan for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that white women will be smashing Muslim men, because unlike Western soy boys, they still have the ability to grow pubic hair. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that act like Italy in the Second World War away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.